Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First couple hours has flown by. We barely got into any of the stuff that I wanted to get into. And we're going to play Cheers 2 in this hour. You're going to have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery. Everybody loves Cheers 2, so we will get to that. Vamping for a little bit here because Crowder never came back from the commercial break. I don't understand how that consistently happens. A strange, strange thing that he has where he wanders off right when the commercials start. And then he just doesn't bother to come back.
Should have some sort of punishment or some system where he's fined for
right,
this.
Because we have to, at some point, the behavior has to change, right? He missed at least the beginnings of three different segments yesterday, and he's done it twice today already. I didn't acknowledge it the first time that he did it today. We have to come up with a punishment for you missing the beginning of segments because it doesn't make sense that you wander off at the commercials and then have no kind of internal clock to bring you back. The commercial breaks are 5 minutes. Now you're going to be out of breath like you always are.
Man, Solano, you got to get back here, man. Can't start the show without you.
What's the punishment that we can do here? Just a monetary fine? If he's not here for the beginning of a segment, a monetary fine?
Give me like a Brewster's Millionaire situation. Or like, give me money I have to spend that day.
No, we're not giving you money.
Like, make me spend an extra $40.
I think we have to financially fine him. I don't know if there's anything else that we can do. Like, there's something, there has to be a way to incentivize you to be back or de-incentivize your lateness.
Maybe a beeper? You think we could get beepers?
Not investing in a beeper.
Let's get a beeper and y'all beat me when the segment's about
I think there's got to be a financial punishment if you're not here.
I ain't got nant dime. And I got another baby on the way. I'm broke. I'm broke, broke.
I've heard this before, and it ain't true. Today is the anniversary of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, athletic upset in the history of sports. On this day in 1990, Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson for the heavyweight championship. It is, in many people's opinion, the greatest upset in the history of sports.
Yeah.
For people that were not around in 1990 to understand what Mike Tyson was as a boxer, it is like, what's the equivalent? Is the equivalent Tyler Hero beating LeBron James in a game of one-on-one for $1 million? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. is there a way to get someone to understand just how huge an upset it was? Because it was an impossibility. The fight was in Japan. It wasn't even televised live here in the U.S. because no one cared about this fight.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson would chew people up and spit them out, and Buster Douglas was not a worthy opponent. Which is why the fight was in Japan. It was a little money grab for Tyson, and it was going to be on pay-per-view on tape delay. Like it was implausible that Buster Douglas would beat him.
I think you might have hit on the head because it wasn't lucky. Like
no, he
Buster didn't just throw a lucky punch.
There's
overhand
a great 30 for 30 on it. I don't know if you've watched it, but like you know, Mike Tyson may not have been taking it seriously enough.
May not have been,
but Buster Douglas did have a game like. Again, it is like Tyler Hero beating LeBron James because Tyler Hero, it's not me beating LeBron James. Buster Douglas was a professional fighter.
I think that's great. Of rookie, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, one of those guys
like,
beating
no chance.
Beating LeBron to 21.
Right. There's no chance. And then all of a sudden, you're like, what? What?
The one I thought of when you said it, trying to find a comparison to something close, was the Giants beating the 17-0 Patriots.
Right.
But the Giants did win the NFC. Like, They were supposed to be in the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Right.
Buster Douglas should not have been out there against Mike Tyson.
The Jets, the Joe Namath-led Jets when they were coming out of the AFL.
17-point dogs.
Yeah, like a crazy underdog. Here's sound. We have sound. This is the actual fight call. And you'll hear, this is where, you know, Mike Tyson's eye is closing and Buster Douglas is on the precipice of doing something incredible.
It appears that Tyson is virtually a one-eyed fighter at this point.
A desperate one-eyed fighter. Brawling willingly just to try to get in the shot that will finish things in.
Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
It's over.
It's over. Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable. This makes Cinderella look like a sad story, what Buster Douglas has done here tonight.
Let's go ahead and call it the biggest upset in the history of heavyweight championship fights. Say it now, gentlemen. James Buster Douglas, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
I would be willing to say it's the greatest upset in boxing history.
Like, you can, like, they weren't expecting it. Like, you know, they're like, the ref's counting. You're still thinking, because Mike Tyson was superhuman at that time. Yeah. You're still thinking he's going to get up. He's going to get up and kick the crap out of Buster Douglas for embarrassing him. And he kind of got up on the eight count, but he was wobbly, and they called it. But what an unbelievable sports upset. It's one of the great things about sports, that something like that can happen.
And that's why you have to – you got to play the game.
Got to play the game.
You got to fight the fight. That's why it is.
Most casinos did not even take wagers on that fight because it was such a long shot that there were no odds on it. I believe that Mirage was the only casino taking bets on that fight. I mean, literally, it was one of those off the board games. It's, you know, sometimes a Division I team will play a Division II team, and the game will be off the board because you can't come up with a number that's high enough and still make it a fair wager, because anyone would wager a dollar to win $1.5 million, like, even if you're throwing the dollar away. And so most casinos didn't even take action on that. What an unbelievable upset. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we move ahead any further.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Heat ended their three-game losing skid yesterday by beating Golden State 113-101. They're in Utah tomorrow, 9 p.m. tip-off, final game before the NBA All-Star break.
Yep, that'll be in Chicago. That'll be fun.
Tyler Hero, by the way, will not be in the Rising Stars game because of an ankle injury. He has been replaced by the Cavaliers' Colin Sexton.
You're talking much better today. I have to say that your gum surgery seems to be progressing nicely. Well done, Brad.
I think, by the way, me trying to talk so much will come at the expense of my healing process.
It'll actually come at the expense of your later year gum health. This is coming back too soon from an injury. You'll always regret this.
I think my rehabilitation, is being
hindered.
Yeah.
Did Brad give you a doctor's note? Big Brad?
Did Brad give you a lollipop when it was all over? All right, what else do you have?
The Florida Panthers lost 4-1.
Brad, by the way, is his periodontist. Apparently he's just called Brad. All right, what else do you have?
The Florida Panthers lost 4-1 in Philadelphia yesterday. Fourth straight loss for the Cats. Mark Hochman is upset with the Florida
Panthers.
I
am so pissed about the Florida Panthers. They had that six-game winning streak before the All-Star break. They've lost four in a row now. This is unacceptable, and I hope they get it right tonight.
They play the Devils tonight in New Jersey, 7 p.m.
Can't
puck
talk
drop.
About it. He I can't talk about real. It. I really am.
He looks away.
I love playoff hockey.
Yes.
We get robbed of it every season. And every season we do the same thing. Well, they've got 18 games in hand. Oh, they've got 57 games in hand. They're, you know, it's always some weird mathematical formula at the end of the season that the Panthers have a chance. This season was supposed to be unlike the other ones because Coach Quenneville was here, Sergei Bobrovsky was here. This was the different season. And we're going to end up doing the same damn thing at the end of the season. And I'm tired of it, and I'm pissed. It's enough already.
It's enough.
It's enough.
Coach Q gonna get him right.
Rhyme Dale with Bialy. If you're listening, Pitbull. All right, what else do you have, Solana?
Canes Hoops will host Boston College tomorrow, 7 p.m. tip-off from the Watsco Center.
All right, anything else?
Today, Jurgen Klinsmann resigned from his head coaching position at Hertha Berlin.
Oh, I did not know that. Wasn't he the former coach of...
former men's national team.
Yeah, all right. Anything else?
Manager here in the United States. And finally, guys, people born during winter months are less irritable than people born during the summer.
Is that so? What's that? What is that story attributed? Who do you attribute that to?
According to the 2011 research published in the Journal of Affective Disorders.
Okay. All right. Well, you had an answer this time.
Oh, I can agree with that.
Because it's a more pleasant time of year.
More laid back, yeah. Loving.
Yeah, I get it.
Christmas is coming.
I get it.
Hanukkah's coming. All it's right. Happy time.
You have weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. We'll get to our...
Radar, ladies and gentlemen.
10% chance of rain today, according to our...
I could hear that all day long, man.
That is weather.
All
and
right.
It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Win $25,000 cash at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through March 21st. Grand prize, $25,000 giveaway Saturday, March 21st. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
All right, we're going to play Cheers 2 in the next segment. This is your chance to win a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery and the Tap Room. And so we'll take your phone calls. We will also go around the room and give you our Cheers 2s. You could line it up right now, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Whatever you want to, whoever you want to give cheers to after the weekend, and maybe it's something in your life, someone in your life, someone from the world of sports, whoever you want to give props to, cheers to, line it up right now, 786-360-0790, and the one we vote on from all the callers, one person will win a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery. I'll talk about the Cheetah Clubs here, and I'll give cheers to them. You can fall in love again and again at all Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. This Friday, for Valentine's Day, it's their Dancer Appreciation Party. See what Cupid has in store for you and enjoy a complimentary lunch special from 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. You can come show the hottest adult entertainers in South Florida why they're so special. That is Valentine's Day this Friday at all the Cheetah Clubs. Got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. I tell you that every day. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a real kitchen with chefs. You order off the menu, sliders, burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out and see for yourself. In the biz, guests, enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. So that is tonight. The place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. Sunday through Wednesday, they've got $100 bottle specials for everyone. And are you a VIP yet at Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? Guys, this is the VIP membership you want to get. No waiting to get in, free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, much, much more. For details on that or for info on any of the Cheetah Clubs, Hallandale, Pompano, or Palm Beach, check out their website. It's Cheetah, S-O-F-L. com. All right, if you want to participate in Cheers 2, line it up, 786-360-0790. We play Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder. So we're going to play Cheers 2 here. Now, we do this every Tuesday. It's a chance for you to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. One of the things that I love about this show and that the listeners seem to love about this show is the production that Alejandro Solana does.
Yes.
We have opens, you know, for Fade Fig and Sat Your Ass Down and some of the funny songs he puts together. Like, does very good production. One of the things I have complained about on a regular basis is that the production on the big open for Cheers 2 is the worst thing that he's done, but yet it's a feature that we do with compliments from our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery, and that relationship is important to us. And they themselves hate the open that Solana created. They were in here, Ryan and KC, and complained about the open.
Right to his face. And then text us the next time we did it and complain some more.
And so last week I decided Dan Day would be in charge of creating new imaging for the open to Cheers 2. I just took the task away from Solana because he couldn't seem to get it done. And so Dan Day tried to get it created. And you were met with some roadblocks, Dan?
Yes, I was met with several roadblocks along the way.
You were told flat out, they don't want imaging, but they didn't really understand what you were asking, but they don't want imaging.
Under the advice of my counsel, I have been told not to comment on this subject.
Our program director, Len, who is giving a tour right now, so I don't want to crush him while he's giving the tour. But it literally, Len is the one that stood in the way of the new imaging for Cheers 2. I don't mean to rail on you while you're giving a tour to young, impressionable minds, but Len, you stood in the way of Dan Day's brand new imaging for Cheers 2.
Love you, Len. I agree with you, Len.
Len is a ball buster. He is.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It is, man. Len's way. If he sounds, there's a whole bunch of kids out there getting a tour. If he sounds like he's an agreeable, magnanimous boss, he's the opposite. The dude puts the hammer down, and it's his way or the highway.
Totally disagree.
You remember that.
And I do remember it. I'm reminded of it all the time. Hockman or Turkey, that was excellent. I mean, Solana's done some good work, but he can't say.
What you doing to our money?
He can't say.
Trying to mess up our money?
Listen, the man's a ball buster. No matter how good we do, we just can't win. So
I need that set.
I have been told that Cheers 2 has been redone, but it was redone on the down low because they put up a hurdle. And so here is the brand new open, which is not what Dan Day intended. And in fact, Dan Day had nothing to do with it, correct? You had nothing to do with this new open?
Once again, no comment.
He can't speak on this. This is how high this went in the hierarchy of the radio station. So here's what we're left with.
And now the Funky Buddha Brewery brings you another rousing rendition of Cheers 2.
Let's play Cheers 2!
It's terrible. That's terrible. First of all, whoever voiced that came very close to not saying Funky Buddha. It came very close to saying something that you can't even say on the radio.
Is that Amberjack?
Was that Amberjack? No, that was Steven, I bet.
No, that was Amberjack.
That was Amberjack?
Yeah.
Amberjack.
You got Amberjack to voice it? That's crazy. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible, but Len keeps putting up roadblocks for what I want to do, and I don't understand. I'm just trying to entertain the masses.
Yes.
So
Len put together Mike and Mike.
I know.
Okay, so just when you start questioning, just know what you're dealing with.
He obviously does not think that we're on that level because he really undercuts us at every moment. Terrible timing for him to be giving a tour, by the way.
Oh, I love that, Lynn.
So
I'd raise a baby with him if I could.
Cheers, too. This is your chance to win a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery. The tap room is in Oakland Park. We love that place. I highly recommend the Yucatots.
And if me and Lynn got together, we'd have our marriage at the Funky Buddha Brewery.
That's where it would be consummated.
Yeah, boy.
So we'll do better on the open. I have to have a meeting. There's like several meetings now that have to be done to get it to be done the way that I want it to be done. Regardless. Are you going to be able to participate back there, Solana? I see you're giving a tour as well now.
You know I multitask better than anybody in the business,
Hawks.
Here we go.
Here's Cheers 2. I don't know about that. I am giving Cheers to Mr. Roboto from Styx. That song was released on this day in 1983. And a lot of people consider Mr. Roboto to be the end of Styx because they were a rock band, and then this was more of like a pop 80s song. But I give Cheers to Mr. Roboto. Fire it off. Mr. It's a banger. And that song taught a lot of people Japanese in 1983. Domo arigato.
That's not learning Japanese.
Well, sure it is.
One word.
You're welcome, I think. Or is it thank you?
Domo. So you listened.
Domo arigato. What does that mean? I think it's thank you very much.
That's not learning.
Yeah, sure it is. If I know how to say thank you very much, yeah, it's thank you very much. Domo arigato. If I know how to say that in Japanese, I've learned Japanese.
So we yell dale at 3:05 every day. We're teaching people Spanish.
Well, I don't know. What does dale mean? Like, let's go?
Dale.
I don't think you understand.
Pitbull, if you're listening, you got to do a verse that rhymes dale with biale. And you will reach out to the Hispanic audience and the Jewish audience, of which there's plenty here in South Florida. Dale and biale.
I'll call it.
Let them know. So anyway, I give cheers to Styx, Mr. Roboto, released on this day, 1983. Who are you giving cheers to, CC?
I am giving cheers to Jay Crowder.
Ah, yes, the more popular Crowder.
I'm going to get to that after about 14 more years. He might catch me or one championship. But I use Jay Crowder because the guys like Andre Drummond and all these guys sit and complain when they get traded or cut, and I gets on my nerves. We talked about it. I think Dan's set your ass down yesterday was the guys that complained about
it. That's
right. I love a guy like Jay Crowder. They traded him, and he was supposed to be an extra little piece on the trade. Iguodala was the big name. Jay Crowder came in, dropped 18 and 21, is amazing defensive wing defender, and steps in and just plays ball, embraces the culture. He's out there talking trash. He's out there getting into it. When you get traded, just go and do your damn job, whatever color jersey you have on. I love guys like that. Wiggins played well. D'Angelo Russell had a pretty good game. I love guys that don't get caught up in all their damn emotion, because you know how I feel. Emotion doesn't help much in life. Go on your new damn team and do your job. My cheers to is the Jay Crowder, and I think he's going to be, like a bunch of people told us, the biggest piece of this trade moving forward. 29 years old, still in his prime. Jay Crowder, we got to go have dinner and talk about who's the most famous Crowder in South
Florida. He is, though. He is getting it done, so cheers to him. I'm all about that with Jay Crowder. He's a grinder, doesn't complain, comes in, does his thing. Alejandro Solana, who you giving cheers to?
I'd like to give cheers to
Brad,
my periodontist, Brad.
How did I know?
I mean, you guys might be laughing, but this guy could have saved my life.
Yeah, very possible.
Saved your life?
Very possible.
The well-being of my oral hygiene, my gums, my teeth were all saved at a young age because of Brad, and I couldn't be more grateful. So cheers to the best periodontist in the business, Bradley Ross.
And just to make clear, you had no symptoms of what was corrected.
I did. No.
You told us yesterday.
No.
You told us yesterday
no,
there were
I
no symptoms.
I did. You guys ran with your own agenda and did what you do, which is lie and then just push it. That is not true. It was beneficial to get the surgery done now before my gums receded any further.
Before you had symptoms.
No, I had symptoms, but I had to jump in
What were the symptoms?
My gums were receding.
But you said that your teeth were not wobbly you didn't even know that your gums were receding.
No. I did know once it was pointed out to me, and it's true. Here's the thing you guys are missing. Had I waited until my teeth were wobbly, the gum graft would have needed to be bigger. The procedure would have been longer. The recovery time would have been longer. They jumped in front of it now to avoid any prolonged issues. And you guys just totally failed to avoid that. But Brad saw it. Brad used foresight. And Brad saved my life. And you guys want to bleep on Brad, but I'm giving cheers to this, my dear Brad.
No, Brad deserves cheers. He took your money,
I'm
Jack.
I'm telling you, if I ever open a business, he's my head salesman. He can sell you to have mouth surgery with nothing wrong. I know he can sell some chicken wings.
You had no symptoms, and you had a major dental procedure.
I had symptoms.
You told us yesterday you didn't. Dan Day was silenced in his efforts to create a new open for Cheers 2, but he's going to come strong. What do you got for Cheers 2 today, Dan Day?
Going to give it to the Golden State Warriors. I'll tell you why.
It'd be great if that was the end and there was no context.
Under my lawyer's advice, I will leave it at that.
No, why are you giving cheers to the Golden State Warriors?
Last night, not only did they host a very classy, endearing welcome back.
You're right. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Welcome
I
back
right.
to the Bay Area, Andrew Iguodala. They took it a step further.
Huh? What was that?
Andrew Iguodala.
Iguodala.
Iguodala. Maybe I had oral surgery last night. In a, what is it, like a truck stop in Hialeah or something like that?
It was a carport. Carport.
My guy's name was Juan.
Go ahead. You're giving cheers to Golden State Warriors.
They did a very classy, enduring welcome back to the Bay Area, Andre Iguodala. But then they took it a step further, losing to the Heat, thus ending our three-game losing streak. So cheers to the Golden State Warriors.
Strong effort there by Dan Day. Big news, we're bringing back the Day Spa on this show. So that's exciting for everybody that likes Dan Day. All right, let's go to the calls here and hear what people listening to the show have to say. One lucky winner will get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. And I'm telling you, when they end this promotion one day, it's going to be because Len put up these hurdles on the imaging that we wanted. Jose in North Miami Beach, who are you giving cheers to, Jose?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My cheers to is to Pat Riley and his own Dennis Solari.
Andy Ellisberg.
Andy Ellisberg for pulling off these trades and pulling the wool over the NBA eyes.
That is so right on. Andy Ellisberg is Dennis Solari. It is such a great comparison. Jose just may have gotten my vote with that one. I love that commercial. Jose in Little Havana. Who are you giving cheers to, Jose?
Well, domo arigato for taking my call.
You're welcome. I don't know how to say that, but domo arigato back to you.
Okay, this you guys talked about it earlier. He shocked the world, and 30 years later, he still is still known as the biggest upset in auto sports. It's deserving of a cheers, too. Buster Douglas, cheers to you, buddy.
That is a good one. Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson on this day in 1990. Cheers to him. Earl the Pearl, who are you giving cheers to, Earl the Pearl?
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
I'm calling, man, just to give my cheers, my big ups to you guys for having such a great show. I'm not trying to kiss up anything, but you guys don't get enough recognition for what you do every day.
We appreciate that.
I love it.
I take my lunch break at 3 o'clock every day just so I can hit the start of the show, man. I really do.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Much appreciated. Well, we actually start at 2 o'clock if you listen to us on 790 The Ticket. That's just on 790 The Ticket. And then at 3 o'clock, we start on 560 The Joe, and we've got the simulcast going on right now. Marco in Miami. What up, Marco?
Hey, guys. What's up? real quick, win, lose, or draw, you guys are the best thing on radio.
Thank
for
you.
Real.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We're closer to lose than win or draw, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going for that undefeated because I'm definitely not winning the draw on this, but my cheers, too, goes to Brad for scamming Solana on that insurance money and for giving us a week's worth of laughs. Looking forward to that weekend review.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the Dan Day weekend review because it's going to be all Solano trying to say things with his oral surgery. Adam in Miramar, who are you giving cheers to, Adam?
I give cheers to Lee Sterling. Bet on fire. Get that money. You know what I'm talking about, Crowder.
Lee Sterling has been on fire, although this week he went 2-2-1. So I don't know if this is the week to give cheers to. But
it's still like 30-10.
No, he is killing it for 2020. Killing it. Where am I here? Jay in the Pines, is that where I'm at, Solana?
Six.
I'm six.
Yeah.
Jay in the Pines, who are you giving cheers to?
What's up, guys? I'm going to give cheers to all those voluntary coaches that coach the kids in Optimist. They have to deal with those obnoxious parents. I slap a parent.
I feel you there, man. Anybody that's coached one of their kids' Little League teams or Optimist Leagues or whatnot, volunteer coaches, man, they take a lot of advice from people who don't feel like volunteering.
Yes. The worst part of coaching kids are the parents.
Yep. 100% agree. Eddie in St. Augustine. Who are you giving cheers to, Eddie?
Yeah, I don't know if the same guy that just was on a few ago is the Marcos, but I was going to give cheers to Marcos. Crowder is a good friend.
Marcos! Guy,
I'll be over there this
that
weekend.
Poor guy All right. gets brought up like every week.
Let's play that. Here's the phone call that this caller's referring to.
Hey, Channing, what's up? This is Marcos.
What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
That was awkward.
Hey, y'all don't hate on my friendliness.
Rico in Fort Lauderdale. Who are you giving cheers to, Rico?
Oh, you got the wrong name.
What is it? It says Rico on here. Who is it?
No, this is Marcos.
Marcos! What's up, Marcos? We'll see you
What's
at the
going
thing.
On?
I'll be around there this weekend, bro.
I'm giving my shout-out to Crowder for respecting the new baby.
Yeah, Crowder's wife is pregnant. That's a good one. Oh, I'm sorry. You had more? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I'm the guy that can't make it to the downstairs to the movie theater, and I had to give a little hot butter popcorn.
I think you may have lost my vote. All right, here we go. Here are the nominees, and we got to pick a winner. You got caller one gave cheers to Pat Riley. Caller two, cheers to Buster Douglas. Caller three, cheers to us for putting on a great show. Caller four to Brad, no explanation necessary. Caller five to Lee Sterling. Caller six, volunteer coaches. Caller seven to Marcos. And caller eight to Crowder himself. I am voting for caller number three, Earl the Pearl, who gave cheers to us because we put on a damn good radio show, and I'm not going to let anyone suggest otherwise.
Mine is going to caller number four, Marco, for Brad Ross.
Brad has given us a ton of entertainment.
He convinced a grown-ass man to have preventative oral surgery. No one's ever heard of that before.
And preventative oral surgery to prevent what might happen when he's 70 or 80 years old.
50 years in advance.
I mean, you bought an annuity or something. Like, it's crazy.
This Brad Ross is something else.
Solana, you will be the deciding vote. Is it Earl the Pearl who nominated us, or is it Marco in Miami who nominated the periodontist, Brad?
I'm going with my guy, Brad, Papa.
Marco in Miami, you get $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery. The tap room is there in Oakland Park. You got Funky Buddha Brewery tap room at the BB&T Center as well if you go to a Panthers game. So there you go, a rousing rendition of Cheers 2. That was fun. All right, we got to take a break here. I got to catch my wind. That was something.
Guys,
Marcos.
That's my man.
Love that.
Fellas, ladies, stop sacrificing taste for performance when it comes to sports nutrition and supplements. I know how it is. I've been taking supplements since I was 11, 12 years old, trying to get right, trying to get on the field, get stronger, recover faster, but you have to taste that sawdust. You don't have to do that anymore with Body Tech. They have flavors as mighty as you are, and they have cereal-inspired proteins and more. That's protein powders. Those are recovery powders that taste like cereal. It is delicious, and they're all powered by Level Up Taste Technology, and they're only at the Vitamin Shop. Discover a huge selection of trusted supplements that are independently tested and ensure quality and potency, and they have it all. The pre-workout, the aminos, the BCAAs, and the protein, and it's delicious. It's backed by that quality promise and engineered to help you activate your best body no matter what level you're at. Like I said, I started when I was about 12 or 13 taking protein shakes and stuff, but they were always nasty. If you're a middle schooler, if you're a high schooler, if you're a college athlete, if you're just a professional, if you just want to get right, if you're trying to get your body right for the new year, you got to get to Vitamin Shop and help activate your body and find out what you're made of. They have supplements from workouts that work your workouts harder or recovery that makes you come back stronger. This is rocket fuel for your goals. Let's find out what you're made of, and you do that with Body Tech brands. Know your limits. Find Body Tech sports nutrition at Vitamin Shop stores and vitaminshop.com. That's vitamin, S-H-O-P-P-E.com.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. And amazingly, Crowder is not back in time for the segment to start again. This is the third time today that he's missed a segment. And I just said we have to financially punish him. And I watched him in the hallway. I saw him just talking with another employee. I watched you. I specifically turned my microphone on early. Didn't let the song play because I wanted the segment to start. Because we got to start teaching a lesson.
Nobody paid me.
Well, you got to know.
Why y'all paid me?
There's an internal clock mechanism that most people have.
I don't have it.
Apparently. Someone texted in. Today's show has been spectacularly fun. There's a couple things. The beginning of the show, I was talking about Leonard Skinner because I had a conversation with Luis Diaz from Power 96 before our show started. I put it on Instagram It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I put an Instagram poll up there because inexplicably we got on this conversation of, does Leonard Skinner rhyme? And I say it does not. Now, it's written to rhyme.
Yeah.
Right? It's supposed to be pronounced Leonard Skinner, but most people say Leonard Skinner, and I do not think it rhymes. Luis Diaz says it does rhyme. You say it rhymes, but then again, you said Len and Skin rhyme.
Yes, which they do.
It doesn't. That
Len
one,
and Skin.
Len, L-E-N, our boss, and Skin.
They rhyme. Because it's not how they're written, it's how they sound.
But they don't sound alike.
Len and Skin. Len Skin. Skin Len. Len Skin. Skin Len.
No.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, Len and red Skin. Fish. Come on, man. It's just how
I don't think you know what a rhyme is. But right now on my Instagram poll, I am losing. There are 66% of the votes for yes, Leonard Skinner rhymes, 34% for no. But I posted, a friend of mine texted me, there's a Leonard Skinner. Actually, you know, is Dan Day in there or is it only Antoine? I can't see. Hey, Dan, you're familiar with this, right? There's a Leonard, I'm going to say it the way everyone says it, Leonard Skinner. There's a Leonard Skinner album that's called, it's pronounced Leonard Skinner.
1973, you are correct.
1973. They have an album cover that says pronounced Leonard Skinner.
How does he know that?
Well, because it's an album. Like, a bunch of people texted me that. Dan Day knows everything.
Come on.
That's why we're bringing back the Day Spa. We're bringing back. The man knows his stuff.
What are you doing?
But I had a lot of fun with that, and a lot of people, the majority, disagree with me. They're saying that it does rhyme. I do not believe that it does. But regardless, that was spectacularly fun. Adam Beasley was on with us today. He hit a hole-in-one over the weekend. And talking to him was spectacularly fun. Someone texted in, it's close to Valentine's Day. You guys are having a lot of laughs today. Can you play the Sherry's Berries commercial? And so I will oblige you. This is Bill Burr, stand-up comedian. And this is just a couple minutes here, but this is so much fun around Valentine's Day. For whatever reason, I no longer have a Sherry's Berries endorsement. I haven't had it the last couple of years.
Because we play this.
But I had it for many, many years. Bill Burr, famous comedian, you know, wrote for the Chappelle Show for a long time. He's got a podcast, millions of listeners, and he does live spots on the podcast. And he's touring, he's overseas somewhere, and he's supposed to read a commercial now for Sherry's Berries, which are these chocolate-dipped strawberries. Again, I endorsed them for a long time. And I've been on these conference calls. They call them these onboarding calls.
Yeah.
And they have it before every advertising campaign. And they would tell you, okay, you're going to talk about this. You're going to talk about this. Here's the special offer. Anyway, Bill Burr has obviously not been on the onboarding call. He hasn't even looked at the copy. He is just reading it. And it tickles him. And in honor of Valentine's Day being this Friday, here is the Bill Burr podcast live commercial for Sherry's Berries.
This might be the favorite name of anything I've ever advertised here, other than One Wipe Charlie's. Sherry's Berries. It says insert story when you've given or received the gifts. Well, I've been out of town. I haven't gotten Sherry's Berries yet. All right, Sherry's Berries. Since the end of the year is all about delicious holiday food, why not send an extra special holiday treat to friends, family, business associates, everyone you know? I've never met a person who didn't love Sherry's Berries.
You can see he's starting to lose
send
it.
Send giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Burr, B-U-R-R. For my listeners, double the berries for just $10 more. Berries are terrific and a sweet holiday gift. They also have delicious products such as Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, and dipped pretzels. Here's the only way to get this special $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Call 866-FRUIT. I'm sorry. What the f*** am I selling? Did I approve this? This is ridiculous. Who the f*** is going to buy this? This is the funniest I've ever seen. Christmas cake pop, cheesecakes, and dipped pretzels. Call 866 fruit, everybody. 866 fruit 0-2. Or even better, visit berries.com. Oh, punch drunk. Oh, please spell out the words. Oh, by all means, berries. 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 Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in burr. You got to see these enormous berries for yourself. Go to, I swear to God, this is the copy. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and tip in burr. Type in burr. Dip your and dip your berries in that. Don't wait now. Order. Order some chocolate berries for the person in your life. Oh, I needed that. That was wonderful. I'm sure I'll get some complaints on that one. We need a conference call. Can't do it. I'm in Helsinki. Hey, you better buy some Sherry's berries because I'm going to get in trouble with that read. And I'm not changing it because that was hilarious. Wiping tears away here. And I, my apologies to berries.com. I didn't look at the copy before I read that. I'm too immature to read like that. I'm sure you have wonderful chocolate covered berries. All right.
That's from the Bill Burr podcast. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Get your Sherry's berries. Oh, do I love that. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming your way next.
Y'all got to get to Publix. You've been going to Publix for years, but they came out with that Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, and it is delicious. You've been eating them Pub Subs your whole life. Go check out the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. They brought it out for football season because Publix is the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. They're keeping it around. If you haven't tasted it, go get one. My kids love it. My wife loves it. Everybody, I get it to all my watch parties, dinner parties, have a little get-together. I go get me a couple Miami Dolphin Pub Subs. Some Pub Subs, the other ones, the turkey I love, the toasted ones I love, but the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, the chicken tenders, the boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. You cannot beat it. But like I said, I have all my favorite. I love them hot and spicy chicken wings. I know people, some of y'all love those rotisserie chickens. They're delicious. The fried chicken, they have all the sides. They have all the little chicken nuggets, little popcorn shrimp. They have so many delicious things at the Publix Deli. You got to get over there for all your watch party, all your tailgates, everything coming up, all the fights that are coming up, every single event, even the dinner parties, guys. They have platters that feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack size. They have it all for all your party needs. And busy moms, busy dads, Publix.com is a lifesaver. Go on your date night, Friday night, Saturday night. Go take the kids to the zoo. Go fishing. Go hang out. Go to the mall and still have your dinner parties. Still have your watch parties. Still have your tailgates because Publix.com will deliver everything you get at Publix now, but you don't have to go. They'll bring it to you. Publix and Publix.com. That's where you find all your dinner, watch party, tailgate needs. Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
The happy hour, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.